And here's your story cue. The New Supervisor. Jerry leaned out of his office and stopped Tim on the way to the noon meal. "Got a moment? I'd like to confer with you." Tim and Jerry both prepared their own lunches and carried them in brown bags. Today, Tim was a little frightened because he had put an extra camera on the computer machine to show people down the line what tasks were coming to them. "You know that camera idea?" Jerry said, sitting down at his desk and pointing to a chair for Tim. "I hope you will forgive me for that if it hurt anything." "Forgive? What do you mean? That was very wise of you. It helps the whole factory by giving people confidence that the parts for their next tasks will come to them on time. Kind of like insurance for their deadlines." "Oh," said Tim. His feelings of defeat disappeared. "Well, I thought it would help make a tighter operation." "It did," he smiled. "You thought I was accusing you of something. No, in fact, I need to hire a permanent replacement for Wilson. I think you possess the native ability to be a supervisor. What do you think?" Tim looked down at his lunch bag. "I think, okay." Jerry shook his hand and said he would start him early the next morning. Tim marched out of Jerry's office with his chest out, almost bursting, and feeling very much alive. "A supervisor," Gabriella said, giving Tim a kiss that night that made him feel great joy. She was his holy queen. "My brother, a supervisor," laughed Nina, putting a plate away. "He's going to do a lot of damage." The next morning, Tim stopped into Jerry's office. Jerry was working on some papers. "So," Tim stood there, "what am I supposed to do?" Jerry looked up slowly. Then he stood up from his chair as if Tim had committed a crime and should be arrested. "What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to know what to do." "Oh," said Tim, feeling a little ill. He carefully shut his mouth and listened. Jerry looked annoyed. "I thought you would see what to do and give me your perception of how you're going to do it." "Oh, sorry," said Tim, sadly, but getting no sympathy from Jerry. Jerry looked straight at Tim. "Tomorrow, without delay, I want you to come in with a plan to hire two more people. I want to know what kind of people to send to the interviewer." "Okay." Tim left, feeling a bit wounded. He felt beaten to a powder. And what was the cure? Well, he couldn't hire people who possessed shady backgrounds like Fabian, people who had been arrested for kicking down doors and doing violence. He knew that much. He poured out his thoughts to Gabriella that night. "We'll help you do a plan," said Gabriella, who was folding a tablecloth. "We're getting good at making plans now," Nina said. And here are your words for story cue. Accuse. Alive. Arrest. Bag. Burst. Camera. Chest. Cloth. Commit. Confer. Confidence. Crime. Cure. Damage. Defeat. Delay. Disappear. Extra. Factory. fold. Forgive. Frighten. Hire. Holy. Hurt. Ill. Insurance. Kick. Kiss. Lean. March. Meal. Moment. Native. Perception. Permanent. Plate. Possess. Pour. Powder. Prepare. Queen. Replacement. Sad. Shade. Shut. Sorry. Sympathy. Task. Tight. Violence. Wise. Wound. And those are your words for story Q. Thank you.